And the experiences of young Sydney girls has been captured in videos and will be featured in an upcoming exhibition as part of Fran Festival. It was created by the artist, performer and filmmaker Kate Blackmore, who's come to Sydney to open the exhibition. Kate, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
So are you able to tell us about your work and what are these videos?
Yeah, so it's basically an experimental documentary that focuses on a group of four 14 and 15-year-old girls who grew up in this public housing estate in Sydney called Claymore. And it's basically just a portrait of one afternoon in their lives, and it sort of shows that there's really not much for girls at that age in that community, and they're quite bored, and it sort of speaks of some of the violence that they experience in their community. But it also, I really wanted it to sort of capture the bravery and the resilience that that they all sort of had as well.
Mm. So is it kind of interviews with them as well as capturing their day-to-day?
Yeah, it's not really a narrative. Like I said, it's more like a portrait. So I did interview the girls, but then I also sort of filmed them in an observational style in different locations around their suburb that they hang out in. So yeah, it's quite a slow meditative kind of piece that just sort of encapsulates one afternoon in their lives.
And what message were you hoping to convey in the videos?
I suppose I didn't really have a particular agenda. I just wanted to give the girls an opportunity to speak about their suburb, as opposed to having it sort of spoken about on their behalf by the media. It's a suburb that's been really sort of stigmatized by the media because it is pretty, it's a pretty low socioeconomic area, and it's sort of been at the whim of a whole lot of different governments and different policies, and it's very neglected by infrastructure and resources. So, there's a lot of stigma around it, and the kids that grow up there are, often sort of, they see that as a bit of a barrier in terms of, like, moving away from that suburb and sort of, having new lives. So I wanted the girls to sort of talk about their suburb in their own words and some of the more positive aspects of their community, as opposed to just being relegated to this public housing, disaster that it is.
Mm-hmm. Would you consider it a bit of a feminist piece?
Sure. Well, I'm a feminist, so I guess everything I make is feminist. I think I'm always really interested in giving girls a platform to speak and women a platform to speak, because there are less stories told by women, and I think we need to address that balance.
Is that why you decided to choose young women in particular for this piece?
Partly, but also I think girls in that particular community, I saw them as being agents of change. Like, they have the potential to break the welfare cycle, in the sense that if they, they sort of see out their education until year 12, and, they then have the opportunity to go on to university and, create a better future for themselves. But as it stands, like, there's a lot of teenage pregnancy, and that sort of continues the welfare cycle and the welfare dependency in a way. So if, these girls at that particular age can have the power to change entire communities if they continue their education. So, they're really important sort of figures in that community.
So these four women really are creating change in that community?
They have the power to, but whether or not they do or not is it's a question. And often, they are, there's more systemic issues that, it's not really up to them. It's more about the sort of situation that they're in that, creates their future in some ways.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's that experience been like for you going through and researching this area? Has it been eye-opening?
I actually made the work 3 years ago, and it was pretty eye-opening, I guess. The suburb itself is, on the surface, it's kind of quite orderly, and sort of there's lots of grass. It's like tightly mowed and it's very neat. But then once you spend a bit more time there, you realise that there are, there's quite a lot of domestic violence and drug abuse and stuff like that. And, when you put a whole lot of, you know, disadvantaged people together in one community and you don't offer any kind of support, you know, you are going to get a whole lot of problems. And yeah, there's definitely a lot of social issues there, but there's also really strong relationships with members of the community. It's very tight knit and that's also something that I wanted to show in the film, you know, that kind of close relationship that people share. So yeah, it was eye-opening. And I suppose like when I was there, the government at the time was, planning to kind of erase it off the map because it was this disaster and like social housing experiment. But, and so half of the suburb was, being bulldozed. And I went back there recently and nothing more has been done. So it's really quite neglected and yeah, you know, these girls are sort of, yeah, forgotten in some ways.
And so your exhibition is running alongside the This Woman Is Not a Car. Are you able to speak about that? How do your exhibitions compare?
I actually haven't seen the shows yet, so I can't speak about that. I just arrived in Adelaide last night, so I'm about to head to the gallery now. I really love Margaret Dodd's work, and I guess they're both sort of, yeah, I mean, the connections are about women and power and feminism, I suppose.
So the right audience will just be anyone who's looking for something uplifting.
Yeah. Anyone who's interested in stories about women and, in sort of different, I guess anyone who's interested in stories about women.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, Kate, thank you so much for joining me on the show this morning. It sounds like it's going to be really interesting.
Pleasure. Cool, thank you.